WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the last several years, the interest in Cuban music in this country has been on the rise. One reason is that more Cubans are coming to this country to perform. Last week in Springfield, Massachusetts, an international arts festival presented two shows featuring popular Cuban musicians. Music critic Milo Miles was there and says the music ranged from cutting edge to mainstream.
There were three hot tickets last weekend in Springfield, Massachusetts. Premier performances by some of Cuba's most celebrated musicians, an exhibition of professional wrestling, and a convention of the Titanic Historical Society. Actually, variety is a sign of vitality in everything, and that includes the gradual return of live Cuban music to American venues. It was a sign of progress in relations that fans in this country were able to see the most explosive new dance band in Cuba, La Charanga Habanera, when they were still smoking fresh to celebrity. It's worth remembering that the other part of having normal traffic with another culture is that the mainstream has to start flowing. The Cuban evening in Springfield began sedately enough in the town symphony hall. The highlight was a performance by pianist and composer Jose Vitier with two string players and two percussionists. Unknown here, Vitier is about as establishment as you can get in Cuba. The old pro has done scads of film scores and television themes, and in Springfield he showed he could weave together strains of folk, jazz, and chamber music with majestic ease. And his album, Habana Secreta, is highly recommended. The downside is, well, Vitier's Misa Cubana was played for Pope John Paul II during his Cuban visit, and when the Pope drops by, you don't play music that's going to cause trouble. So the program perked up when unheralded singer Xiomara did a few numbers with Vitier's group. With her throaty tones and elliptical phrasing, she proved to be something of a Cuban Dinah Washington. The finale was a version of Guantanamera that stretched the tempo and tone of the piece and generally shook some life back into it. Vitier and Xiomara showed that if you're going to do chestnuts, the way to do it is to toast them. La Charanga Habanera finished off the evening with a wham at a club performance during their first visit to the United States. The crowd was much smaller than you would hope for one of the most all-out ferocious dance bands in the world, but those that did attend got all of that for an hour. Under the precise but freewheeling guidance of David Calzado, the 13-member Charanga Habanera starts with all the equipment a knockout group needs. They've got three lead vocalists, none of them an overwhelming songbird, but each a combination of cut-up and bad boy. Two thumping percussionists who dance so well they must have springs instead of bones. A bass player off in his own world whose throb never stops pushing everything ahead. A tight weave of riffs and solos from two keyboards and an absolutely blistering horn section of three trumpets and a switch-hit sax and flute player. This is the dream of a Cuban party band. The music always up-tempo, in a rush, but never boring or brutal. A band where six guys can link arms and dance like nobody's business, then lead the crowd through calisthenics that are both silly and sexy. The momentum of Charanga Habanera's performance seemed unstoppable, on the edge of control. Then, bang, the set was over, they bowed and walked off stage, stars in any country they choose.
Milo Miles is features editor for Soundstone.com.